A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
Waterman is extremely well. She's very slippery.
You don't own me.
Okay, now the tough question.
Is this a try? Yes or no?
Just because I'm a woman.
Hi, I'm Nolly Waterman.
And I'm Laura Jane Jones.
And this is the Try Hards podcast.
Try Hards are on tour again to South London this week for our latest guest on the pod.
And what did you sing when we arrived, Laura Jane Jones?
I sang the theme tune to Only Fools and Horses because, I'll be honest, in terms of salubrious surroundings.
I'm quite surprised the person that we've got on the pod this week isn't in a detached place in Wimbledon.
I know, to be honest, that's what I thought as well. We've got a big dog from the current England Saracens squad. Having said that, she's probably in the proper try-hard ranks because she is the queen of bin juice.
I think one of my most favourite Instagram story posts of the whole Six Nations, men's, women's, follow a few players, also including you in that because you get some crackers out there in terms of nausness, was the presentation of her stash for the final game of the Six Nations, England v Scotland. And on that note, I would like to introduce our first female player. First female player?
Current, yeah.
First
I mean, you were a female player.
Well, yeah, but I'm not anymore, let's be honest. Big dog, Bryony Cleo!
Welcome to the pod!
Thank you, ladies.
So what did you get presented with the last game of the Six Nations?
I got presented with my very own H2O bib.
Did they do it as part of the actual shirt press?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, at the end,
that's amazing.
We had all the shirts out and then they got me back up and handed out. I had to shake everyone's hand, get on the line and get my yellow bib.
Absolute quality. But
it's framed at home on my wall.
That's no way.
Incredible.
No way.
Oh, I believe that. I fell hard for that one.
So, it was the comment that you put with it. It was the fact that you said you were going to have a solid 80 minutes in that bib. I even took photographs and sent them to you of your performance.
You did.
But
you did.
In terms
how
of...
How did it go for you, though? Before we move on to anything else, did you feel like you'd given everything that day? And obviously, Grand Slam decider, it's a big one. Did you feel that you made the best representation of yourself in the bib?
Did you not see the ratings after the game?
So no.
Lucy Lomax, she gives a rating and she gave a rating out for most of the games. And in the final game, she included me and she gave me a solid 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow, that's
quality. That's got to come from the Insta story. But mate, we're giving you a massive disservice. You have now received your first cap for England.
I do have my first cap.
And was it something that you ever thought would happen? Because I think we're going to talk about your kind of history as a rugby player shortly. Yep. But you've overcome some pretty big hurdles to get there, including probably wrestling with your sister. She's a pretty big woman. But did you ever think that
they're identical.
Oh, what are they? Oh, we had a conversation the other day, Bryony, about the fact that you weren't identical to Poppy.
I thought you were just very alike. Because I always think I can tell the difference between the two of you.
You didn't think we were identical?
No.
Until we showed her every single photograph
of
the two of you together.
I didn't ask, are they identical? I said, are they twins then?
Oh, we came from the same egg.
Really? So yeah, splitters.
This is why this is why she's a bit bigger than me, because she used to eat my food in the womb.
Twin to twin diffusion, they call that.
So we talked about twins last week, didn't we, about having thin heads. I've ran into Bryony and
did
I've also
that?
Seen her on a rugby
thin
field.
Thin head?
Apparently
so if you are
skull.
Part of a multiple birth, you will forever have a thinner cranium because the way that your skull calcifies in the womb will never calcify to the thickness of a regular human.
That's rubbish.
I promise you.
Straight up.
Petr Cech.
Rubbish.
Petr Cech,
thank
the goalkeeper. That's why he wears a scrum cap.
pointless.
Because he's a triplet.
No, he wears a scrum cap because he broke his skull.
And why did he break his skull? Because he's a triplet.
Because
thinner.
Because
he's got an Easter egg skull.
So what
anyway,
I want to know
let's
is
move on.
You've had some injury struggles of late. We know that. So being an identical twin, does your sister feel the pain when you get hurt?
You know what?
I've read about this.
No. So I can tell when she's hurt, like properly hurt.
Because you look at her and you're on the same team.
Yeah. Or just like not actually hurt, like having a rest, putting a contact lens in, kind of them kind of rest breaks. But I can tell when she's hurt, but I don't feel the pain. However, every injury I've had, so she's done and I've done like, so same. She's broke her right leg, I broke my right leg. She broke her
really?
Fourth metatarsal, I broke my, I did this, she did that. Like we've like followed the same injury and like the same periods of time. It's weird.
Wow.
And you've followed similar rugby careers. I'm going to go back to the fact that you got your first cap this Six Nations. And I know we've been brutal in terms of introducing you as H2O girl, but because I know you got H2O award of the Six Nations from the girls, but how was it getting that first cap? Because you also did something that everyone wants to do on their first cap. What did you do?
Get out of breath.
I think that's guaranteed, mate. That's in the warm-up. meat pie?
Yeah, I got a little meat pie, got over the whitewash. I kind of got shoved from behind, so I can't really take much of the glory.
Claim
myself.
One cap, one try.
I did.
Absolutely
well,
everything.
You've got 100% record as a
I do. I got one out of one. And it was a 20-metre break. It was. 20-metre break, sidestepped the fullback, handed off the winger and swan-dived.
Amazing, mate. But how was it standing next to your sister? I know I've spoken to Poppy about it, and she's spoken in the press about the fact that she was stood next to you in the anthem. But how was it for you to be out there in that white shirt?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Over in Ireland.
I know, over in Ireland. I wish it was in England, but alas, you can't be pick and choosy about these things. You can't go, sorry, can't do this one. But no, it was incredible. And I know that when we were coming out of the changing room, we made sure we were sat together. And then I actually forgot to give her a hug before she went out there. And she was like, oi.
Did you do the wrestle before you went out?
Go, get back here.
And you did a John Terry in the final. We saw you in the strip
John
again.
Terry. I did a John Terry. I'm never going to do that again, though.
But in so Sari's yet to hold yourself back, stayed in the stands for the Tyrrells.
Given quite clear instructions, do not do a John Terry.
Did you?
No.
I saw your dad was down pitch side, though, wasn't
he?
And I
he
saw
was.
Him calling you down. And I
so
saw
I
you
did come on
very light fingered getting your sister's bag of crisps for player of the final.
I did. Well, girl needs to share them. She's got two of them, big bag of crisps. And I'm going to put her out here because she's actually got one of them framed above her bed.
Has she really?
A bag of crisps.
That is try-hard behaviour.
That is such
I kept mine, mind. Mine's behind the telly.
Yeah, but it's not framed.
No, it's not.
Above your bed.
No.
Not even her shirt's up
it's
there.
It's because I actually sleep in a cot. I'm quite small compared to your sister.
She's in a drawer.
Right, we're talking about her. So
yeah,
let's
true.
Let's start from the fact that you two grew up just
together.
Being absolute together, but absolute rugby nauseas. Am I right? Were you nauseous in any other sports, or was it just rugby for you both?
No, all sports.
Okay, who was better at what sports?
Oh, really good question.
Come on, be honest. We're not going to tell her. She probably won't listen to this.
I was better at football
okay.
and basketball.
Strong.
She was better at dance.
I was sitting on a weekend.
I can't imagine
no
either of you dancing.
And gymnastics. Once though, I was playing basketball and I went to do a layup past her, and she just grabbed my hair and pulled backwards.
Did she floor
Nasty.
You?
Absolutely floored me.
Do you have that kind of playing sport together? Do you have that sixth sense of what the other person's thinking? Because
why are you obsessed with how
no,
twins behave?
Quite, because they are one that's split into two. They have the exact same genome pattern.
100% sixth sense.
You didn't even think they were sisters, mate. So.
I'll know where she is. People used to go, how do you know where each other is? We used to go sixth sense.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a lie because you guys fib quite a bit. I'm going back to the sports. What else were you good at? Who was good at rounders? Who was better?
Hey, I was bowler. She was backstop.
Oh. Because of that twin
sense.
To twin. Yeah, I like it.
But why did you
she
bowl?
She used to wear shin pads because you should throw it so hard.
Were you just trying to smash her in the face?
She used to wear a gum shield, a scrum hat, and shin pads.
And when you went to Twickenham and played, you tweeted a picture or put on Instagram a picture of you both wearing scrum caps, probably because you had thin skulls from when you were kids. Did you play alongside the boys? Like, what age did you both start who encouraged who?
Was You've it got your an brother? Older brother, so yeah. is it come from there?
Yeah, so when we were six, we started playing rugby with my brother. So we all went down to the after school club at my like primary school and started playing. He gave up.
Did you terrorise him?
Yeah, within a week. Like, I swear, within a week, he was like, it's not okay for my sisters that are 3 years younger than me to be better than me at rugby. So he surely quit.
And this was with other boys, or was it a girls' team?
No, so it was like an after-school
I can't imagine
club,
that just their brother played in a girls' team. That would have been weird.
You never know. This is the 2000s.
Well, 1990s. There was one other girl, and then the rest were boys. And then when we moved up, down to like Bournemouth way, we joined like a boys' team. I say mixed, yeah, a mixed team.
So what club were you at? Because I've actually visited.
You have. Eleanor Ringwood.
Let's give them a shout out. What a great club. Walked in, first thing I see, oh, it's the Cleals Club. Oh, really? But it was brilliant. Like, everyone was so welcome. The Andes were there, met the Andes.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like a shrine to the Cleals. I met the young twins, Ellie and Bella.
Must have been Ellie and Bella.
I just think that's brilliant. What a story. And actually, you know what? If they go on to play for England, then...
That would be a story.
That would be brilliant. What an inspiration you will be.
That's going in my autobiography.
So fast forward, you and your sister, did you once chop a finger off? Or
I did not chop her finger off. It was, I think my...
The end of her finger.
No, our granddad had put together one of them cardboard wooden shops and he hadn't done it very well. So she was serving me, I don't know, a slice of broccoli or something.
A panini.
When she was like nine and it just fell and sliced her finger off. That's why she got such good hands.
But at least it was, you can tell which one's which.
You know, it's
older hands. Stubby.
That's Poppy. they used to say when we were younger, the only way you could tell us apart was she used to have a really round, fat face. And I used to have a little skinny, long face. But now it's changed. Probably the worst time of my life.
How much, when you were younger, did you pretend to be each other? Is that something that you've done growing up quite a lot?
This thing with me and Poppy, we always think... Like that, yeah, that these would be a really good idea. Yeah, let's do that. But we just never quite follow through with the ideas. Like,
really?
We're actually a bit.
How different are you personality wise? Do you think people would find, say, like mum and dad, would they find it quite easy to, if you tried to pretend to be each other, would they work it out very
It's not
quickly?
Like sister, where they're like that.
Tia and Tamira.
No, but like voice wise, we're like the same. But personality wise, I think we're completely different. I think when we were younger, we were more similar. But now, since I've grown up and she's yet to do that, we are
nature nurture.
You went to Exeter Uni, did she go? You did your master's there.
Yeah, so I went Loughborough Uni and then I went down to Exeter.
Did you go to Loughborough?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did she do the same?
No, she went off to UE to do sports therapy, but then...
Wasn't for her. In terms of uni, I've actually... heard a couple of stories about you. I play with Kate Older at WASP.
Yeah.
She is a big fan of Bryony Khalil. I'm not quite sure, but is there anything that you would like to say about your time at uni? I mean, in particular at Exeter, quite a group down there. Do you enjoy the rugby?
I feel like you know something that I don't.
We've just heard some surprising things about your time at Exeter.
Oh gosh.
That you weren't the back row marvel that you are today. That in fact you found your home
a fullback
different place.
Did you play at fullback?
No, did I? At 12.
At 12, yeah. We've heard this. The classic crash ball.
Hey, do you want to? I was obviously checking out my stats the other day.
Obviously,
I check quite a lot of people's stats out. Actually,
mainly my own.
But I've played in the Prem 10, 12, 6, 7, 8, 1. And three.
Oh, wow.
That
Thank
is you. Pretty impressive.
10 and 12. Shut the front door.
Where did you play at 10?
Oh, so I played for Bristol, the DMP at 10.
That was a hell of a game. Did the ball get to the back?
What,
touch
DMP
the ball?
Still didn't win?
And for Sarries v... Oh, I can't remember. I was looking at the game. And a game for Sarries. Unbelievable, hey?
So even I've played at 10 though, like in the Premiership.
At 9 as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been bullied into the back row? Do you feel more comfortable elsewhere? Do you think that you are perhaps a centre trapped in back row's clothing?
Or Andy Goode of the back line.
When I was younger, I did used to wear a nice pair of mittens and a scrum hat.
Oh, no.
Where did you want to play as a kid? Did you want to be a back? Or did you want to be a forward? Or did you just want to be a rugby player?
Yeah, just a rugby player. When we were younger, I think because there's two of us played the same in the same team, and like we were handy little players back then when you're 7 and 8, and I just think they wanted to,
unfortunately didn't carry through.
I think they just wanted to put one of us in the forwards and one of us in the backs, and they just kind of,
and because you
up.
Had the slim face, they went, she's the quicker one.
Absolutely,
old chubby chops can go in the forwards. Well, I
don't, like, stick her in the front row now.
Like, you know when someone's like play eight? Head is the same like, and body are just
like a snowman.
Like a snowman.
I just slash thumb.
It's changed completely. Obviously her body shape's changed completely now.
She's doing well, to be fair.
She's doing very well. I think she's going to win Slimmer of the World, actually.
She got a pair of those jeans that she stands in. But she got a cardboard cutout of herself and she hides behind.
But so they just put one of us in the backs and one of us in the forwards, and then we obviously just stuck through it. When you go to your county trials the first time ever when you're 12. And
you know what? This is the first clear fact I had no idea about. She's never let on that you were the back and she was the forward.
And then you write your position down, centre, and then she'd put forward, and then when we got older and you had a 5-man scrum, second row, and then back row, and then I've always stayed at 12, and then got my injury, and then when I came back, tried to play at 12, and then I think someone had to sit me down and say, look, you ain't quite,
you've got no pace, mate.
Yeah, you got no pace.
All the skills, slight difference in athletics.
Yeah.
So although saying that, I'm gonna say that I was speaking to somebody that had to play opposite you. And this player this player is an international rugby player in sevens and 15s, and said that when she was at university, she'd carve up at 12, love it, and then would basically argue with the other girl that was in her position who was going to wear the 12 shirt when they played Exeter Uni, because there was no chance they were coming up against the Bryony Cleal. Now, can you guess who that might be?
Silence is gold on the podcast.
This is great listening.
I'm only going Millie Wood.
Lauren Chenoweth would argue
would
about
they?
Who got the 12, yeah. And it wasn't to wear it, for sure.
I was going to go Millie Wood.
Yeah.
But I just thought, Millie Wood.
So you've touched on...
Thank God for that, because they're both good as well, weren't they?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've touched on the change of position came after injury. You have got some pretty complicated knees. You've had a couple of incidents and injuries with them. So what is... So Nolly basically went, she's got no ACLs. Which I don't think is like physiologically...
it was Kim Oliver, wasn't it? She'd had no ACL and she...
Yeah, she carried on.
Maybe
talk about a little bit about your injuries, because I think that this is what people listen to the podcast. We can have fun and we're giggling. We're being silly about you and your sister. But actually, when I first met Poppy was when you'd done the club switch and you were at Bristol and then went to Sarries, and then she was at Bristol and I was with her there. And I spoke about you and I said, you know, like, tell me about your sister. And she said, I don't know whether she'll play again. I don't know whether she wants it. Like, she's coming back from some pretty serious. And she, you know, and I could massively relate to that, because for me, I've had loads of injuries, but yours has been around your knees. And I know you've obviously got a leg break now, but like, tell us a little bit about that, because to go through what you have, to come back, to be Premiership champions, to be cap for England is no small feat. Like, that's a huge achievement. So what have you gone through, and then kind of, yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
It kind of happened when I was 17, and I think probably had gone to Nepal to, I don't know, walk up some mountain and
Everest,
yeah. And it was a really big game, and my dad was like saying, you need to play this game. So I was like, yeah, I'll play the game. And then it was just 5 days before the under 20s trials, so I think God weren't looking over me. And I just got caught in the ground, and I heard it go pop, and I was like, oh God, something's gone pop. But I still turned up to the under 20s trials, and they were like, well, can you walk to the pitch? And I was like, well, not really. They're like, well, you go home then, like, it's pointless you being here. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. So then I went home, and then from that there, it kind of was a 5-year journey to being back playing, and an even longer journey to being back playing well. But I did
my eighth. How many surgeries did you have?
I had 4.
So on the same knee?
Yeah, on the same knee. So I had 2 ACLs and 2 knee, like, keyhole. So they took sorted out my meniscus, because I don't know, I'd do it and then do some meniscus and then do my ACL and then do some meniscus. So it was a long old road, but it was a combination of a few things why it took so long. And it was just as I went to uni, so it's really difficult, because I went up to Loughborough and then had to kind of sack off the rugby because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to play, and joined the football up there. And then I did start coaching the uni girls, but I then did it again.
How was it not being able to play rugby? Because for you and your sister, it had basically been your love, and you had, like, poured so much of your childhood into being rugby players. You know, that was, I'm assuming that was your dream, was to play for England. And then you've gone off to university, you're away from your family for potentially the first time, away from your sister, who's your biggest supporter, and you can't do what you love. Like, how did that actually make you feel?
It's really, like, I've never really talked about my injuries and that, but it was awful. It was horrible. It was the fact that, yeah, for 10 years of my life at that stage, so from 7 to 17, that's all I'd played that. And it was what I was good at. Like, some people are good at certain things, and rugby was what I was good at. And I knew that's what I wanted to play, and I knew, I mean, there've been a few interviews, I've seen an interview of me and Poppy when we were like 9, and they say, what do you want to do when you're older? And we're like, play for England.
That was on the news, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked dead sweet, but it was
one with the round face, one with the long face.
Honestly, I had a bowl cut as well. That was the worst thing about it. But
we've all been there.
I know. And then to get to 17 and then not play was hard enough, but then to have to watch someone else play was probably even harder, because that, she came back from Nepal and she didn't even have to try and got into the under 20s. So
would you say the knee injuries were your Everest? Is that?
Oh,
God.
What a metaphor.
Regardless of someone being your identical twin, your twin sister, a sister relationship, they are your biggest supporters, as Nolly has said, but they're also your biggest competition in lots of ways. And watching Poppy achieve things in rugby and go to play rugby, how much did that drive you to get back from the injuries and to get back out there? With the best will in the world, you can still be jealous of your sister doing things. I've got a younger sister and I compete with her constantly. So how much did that drive you?
Yeah, it was the questions when people would go to me, oh, could that have been you? Or why don't you do that? And I'm like, oh my God.
It's brutal.
I'm like, ow, that hurt. But I'm trying over here. And then people go, I had someone comment to me the other day, oh, so like, when I first met you playing 5 years ago, did you not want to play for England then? And I'm like, well, I've kind of always wanted to, but it's just not that straightforward. You don't just put your hand up and say, yeah, give me the shirt. And so, yeah, it got to a point where when I came back, I think it was a comment she made to me once. It was like, oh, today you played as well as I've seen you play before your injuries. And I was like, oh, that means a lot. But yeah, the 4 knee operations. I had 2 ACLs. I had my left leg open to get the hamstring graft put into my right leg, So I do have an ACO in there. It is in there. And I'm and
swimming around somewhere.
And it's
I've touched your Achilles tendon now.
Well, this is what I think. When I broke my leg, it was either going to be ACL or broken leg. And it went broken leg. So God, looking over me that day.
When you broke the leg, did you, having gone through such a difficult injury process, how much do you have a kind of fear factor when something like that happens? How much do you fear being sidelined? And is it mentally, how difficult is it to deal with a layoff like this?
It's horrendous. I think the most horrendous thing about it is your confidence and your, like, mentally, you're like, I'm like, oh, I want to go on a run, but my body can't.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I'm
really?
Like, yeah, body's never been able to. But and at the same time, just even thinking about playing, sometimes you're like, what happens if someone chops my ankle? And I'm like, oh God, like, I don't want someone to touch my ankle. So, yeah. And it's, that was like when I came back to playing after my 5 years, I really didn't want to play. I've gone down to Exeter just to do my PGC and my teacher training and my masters. And Joe Yap got in contact and said, oh, here you're in Exeter. Do you want to come play? And I was like, not really. So I went down and then I just started playing. And I was like, oh, no, maybe I can actually move around on this knee. And then she goes, oh, got me into a tackling injury. And was like, oh, we're doing tackling. And I was like, no. And I literally had a year 5 tantrum on the side of the pitch saying no to Joe Yap.
I've been there and done that.
Have you what said yeah. no to Joe Yap? I had a tantrum.
Not Joe Yap, but 2010.
Or seen one of my tantrums.
I can be pretty feisty too as a little one.
No
yeah, 2010 World Cup, I came back from an ACL injury and my first warm-up game, my first game back was Wales. And I then went straight into the World Cup and I panicked. And I think why we're talking about this, I think it's really good to hear your story, is that actually everybody goes through that mental challenge when you come back from an injury, no matter how big, no matter how small, but
and no matter who you are as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. And, but you've done it and you've, you know, and that's a huge credit to who you are as a person, as a player and who you've got around you. And I'm sure Yappy, you know, being who she was in terms of her achievements, was a pretty inspiring lady to have at the uni with you. So I actually spoke to you after the World Cup final in 2017, didn't we?
You did.
And what did we talk about?
I'm pretty sure you just said lose the chub.
I'd had a few drinks. I hadn't actually, because I was sidelined in that game. But I'm actually going to claim all your success, because I spoke to you about playing for England and then you've done it.
I know.
I think that's quite impressive.
I don't know if it was you, Joe Yap, or you that inspired me.
Nolly likes to take credit for anyone's successes. So
I normally link it to someone I've coached at Hartbury, but I can't do that with you. So yeah, I've linked Millie in there, but not you.
To be fair, though, she said to me the other day,
Me? Oh, yeah, right, okay.
You, mate. I hope you're going to be doing a chin-up soon and I can do a chin-up.
Stop it.
Do it off the balcony, mate.
All right, wait there.
You're not going to hang off. You're not going to hang
off
that
only,
one.
No video.
All you hear is doof.
About 9 floors up here.
So,
house.
We spoke about England, spoken about your sister. You are sat next to me in Sari's kit, full stash. I'm not being funny. Goggle eyes over ears, had her eyes on it ever since we walked in. If you weren't wearing
it,
she would have stolen off the radiator.
I've got a Leinster hoodie.
Ooh.
And obviously
Ooh.
This weekend it's Leinster Saracens. Ooh. So I'm not saying that's where my allegiance is, but when it comes to free stash,
all right, Kel,
that's where my allegiance goes. How much do you see? So I'm quite... Nolly thinks that this is like boring chat, but it's something that... I'm a rugby fan, not a former rugby player, and it does interest me. How much do you actually have crossover with the boys? How much do you go into training with them? How much do they support you? Is there much of a relationship between the two teams within the club?
With what's going to be happening with the Sarri setup going forward, we're going to be now based up there. So we're going to have a lot of contact with them. Like this year, there's been more and more contact as we've gone on. So I mean, the other
what
day
departments, what kind of areas are
we so got? There's a crossover, the media guy for the women and the men work, and we've got one of the SNCs who works with the men and physio on our on one of our clinic sessions. We have the men's physio, so there's been more crossover than I've ever seen before. And then now we're going to be starting to be based up there, so there's going to be a lot of contact. Like I told Alex that I want to be scrummaging against Mako soon, so hopefully he'll
switch. Back yourself.
Alex Osterbury will hopefully let me scrummage against Mako.
I was with him this weekend.
Fancy yourself against the earlobes. Have you ever noticed
I love an earlobe as well.
Have you ever noticed Mako's earlobe?
He's got huge earlobes. Also, he's very young.
He
looks like an old man.
When he first came through at Bedford, we used to think he was Billy's uncle.
But actually, like, he's really, like, he's younger than me.
Oh, wow. No, he's not. You're 92, aren't you?
Yeah, so when's he?
I think he's 1990.
Oh, I thought you meant 92 years old. I thought you were looking at me, mate.
I'm going 92.
No, I think he's 1990. So I want to know your predictions for the Champions Cup final on the weekend.
For this weekend. I do think it will be a very good game.
Oh!
Thanks
for that. Like, is that straight from fence.
No. Like, one of the best finals it's been in a while.
Okay, Leinster played in the greatest final ever. So.
There was a good final the other day. I went and watched that. Sorry, Quinns. But I do think this one will be
a little bit closer than that one.
No,
27-0 at half time.
Well, hopefully both teams will turn up in the first half.
The greatest European final was a runaway first half, and that's why it's the greatest final.
This is how boring she is. Do you know which one she's talking about?
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
But however,
2011, Leinster Northampton in Cardiff, their second European Cup trophy, and what a final. Johnny Sexton single-handedly wins the second half for Leinster.
She's just slipped off her chair.
I've definitely fallen asleep. Yeah, really.
Great night out.
This is the type of rubbish I have to talk about, Bryony. I'm far more interested in your opinion. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be.
I think it'll be one of the best, like a quality game. I think.
And do you like watching rugby?
Do I like? Yeah, I love watching rugby.
Do you?
Yeah, and well, I don't.
Would you watch rugby over a film? If they did weekly rugby at the cinema, would you pay?
Yeah.
What rugby player do you like watching the most in world rugby? Doesn't have to be a Saracens player.
What rugby player do I like watching the most? There's not a player that I like watching the most. Like Fokker the Singer going down the wing at the weekend was a sight. But I think BT Sport might be one of my most valuable possessions in life.
Oh really?
100%.
Or the Swiss ball that doesn't look that used over in the corner there.
Or the Swiss ball, yeah. But when we were talking about the men earlier, one thing I didn't say is some of them are super nice and so sweet at the moment with regards to us and like seeing us around and saying hi. And when we went and watched some of the training the other day, Jamie George's come off the pitch, sounded like me actually. He was like but he came over and introduced himself like mid-training to us all and said, "Hi, I'm Jamie." And I was like, "Well, I don't know who you are." But it was just
that's
like,
nice
and like one of the only boys to do it. And then we were coming out to do our trophy parade at Allianz Park at the weekend, and Schultberger walked past and was like, "Oh, congrats, ladies!" Like, even though he was about to walk out to his game, he knew who we were and what we were doing, and was like, "Oh, well done on your win."
That's really special,
and that's one thing.
Together Saracens.
#Hashtag Together Saracens.
Do you have like an equivalent wolf pack? Because they obviously call themselves the Wolf Pack. Do you have an equivalent for the women's?
No.
That's what you need.
I know.
It's all about branding.
Do. Yeah, that's
branding.
Maybe what we do.
And speaking of personal branding. We haven't had your try hard of the week and must try harder. So who is your try hard of the week?
Oh, brand ask. Well, I thought it was just fitting. And to be fair to the man, he's tried hard all his career, really. And this week, obviously, it's quite a special week where he's retired. And I was thinking about it. I didn't really like him much until today.
Honest.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
And it's not because he retired, but I looked back at his career and thought, Jesus, man's had a career. All the teams he's played for.
It's because no one's liked
everyone
him,
forgets that,
on.
Like,
is that what it is? Because no,
everyone forgets after what 2011 World Cup, he went and played in like Japan and then went to Super Rugby.
Yeah,
really? I didn't
Highlanders.
Know that.
Yeah, he played at the Highlanders. Wow. He's got 77 England caps, I think.
Yeah,
and really?
Yeah, which honestly, blew my mind when I read that earlier.
This is what I'm saying. So I think it might be because he's got more followers on Instagram than me, so I really didn't like him. But
it's not too hard. I think students have got more followers than you.
Yeah, it's true. No, but until today, and I looked at, like, was kind of just watching some videos on him and looking at it, and I thought, fair play to the fella. What a career he's had, and he's retired, and he's going on to do bigger and better things. And he's off the pitch, he's got some value to him. He's not just.
What do you make of his comments, though, that the reason he realises it's time is because he's not going to get picked for England again?
Yeah, but
does
that's
that devalue? I mean, he's had a fair amount of clubs, so it's not like he doesn't care about the club game. And I think when Wasps were really in the doldrums financially, he, by all accounts, wasn't getting paid and stuff like this. But because he had grown up at Wasps, he was passionate about keeping them afloat. But it seems weird for him to say, well, seeing as England's out of the picture. I'm not going to continue to
play. I think he's had a tough year, though, hasn't he, with all his injuries? So yeah. I think he knows that.
We all know, all the best people
when you
know.
Get past 30, it's probably time to hang out your boots.
I made it to 34, mate. I'm just hanging on with my lack of fingernails.
No.
It's because you bite them, not for any other reason.
But I think he always says in quite a lot of his interviews that was his main passion, wasn't it, playing for England? And he took so much value and honour in playing. So I think he would want to go to a World Cup. And I think if he can't do that, I think that's why he's chosen to hang his boots up now.
Do you think, I know that Will Carling had some involvement, I guess this is more for you to answer, but Will Carling had some involvement in terms of like backroom stuff with being somebody to like G the boys up. Now, if you're a current England player, I sit and don't remember watching Will Carling playing, and I'm in my early 30s and most of those boys are younger. Do you think James Haskell has a role with this England squad now in terms of being a bit of a hype man? Would you take, if you're Eddie Jones, is he the kind of person you take with you?
No, because I don't think he's playing the rugby that, and the, he does add a lot of value, and I agree in terms of what he's actually done. And he put on his Instagram post, he actually put about how people that don't know me and they just see me through social media or, you know, whatever means away from his friends and family will see a different version of him. And actually he really does deep down care so much about rugby, but in terms of what he adds to a team, I think most of the players have said about the crack that he brings to the changing room and that type of thing. But I think it's more of the social side and the real banter and the what you need in rugby. It's really, yeah, really important. But is that what you need going into a World Cup? I don't think so. I don't think that's the same leadership as someone like Will Carling, who has been there, done it, led, and a very different type of personality in a rugby team, you know. When you've got it all, obviously, that's
Nolly for hype woman. So who is your must try harder this week?
My must try harder this week. I've had so many for this one. So many. And I kind of wanted to do a person, a couple of people in the team. So okay.
All right.
I went all out, and you can
go big or go home, innit?
Yeah, I think
big.
Or edit it out.
Yeah, or pick and choose which ones you want. But after the we went out after the Tyrrell's Premier 15s victory, and we're out in Revs, and lo and behold, Fergie, Luke, and Steve from the under 20s all turn up. And we're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we've come to party. And we're like, brilliant. Come out, we'll go on to the next club. Who follows us?
Steve, no.
Luke, Fergie, next club. Who follows us? Steve, Luke, and Fergie. And we're like,
Absolute fanboys.
Wanted to go where the winners go. I said, just go win the Prem yourself and then you can go out. But
you've got to get used to this.
Must try harder. Them three. You should just ask if they want to come out of us. But no, they followed us everywhere.
It's that groupie life. Hashtag groupie life.
I couldn't do this one without having a poppy one. And it's simply because she's now won two Tyrrell's Premier 15s.
I haven't seen it on social media.
Honestly, she's been really quiet about it. But she's not having a single medal, because every time she goes out after the victory,
oh no,
she loses it. And I think this time she swapped it for a kebab. And I don't even kid. There's a picture of a man, a Nottingham kebab man, with her medal around
it. Stop it.
Nah, I'm not even joking. I said, Poppy, where's your medal? And she goes, I don't remember, but I woke up with this picture on my phone. And I'm like, no. And she's like, and the worst thing is I didn't have my one from last year because I went out of it. And again, she lost it. So she's yet to actually receive a winner's
that
medal for a Tyrrell's.
We need to start a petition or something.
I know. This man in Nottingham.
Was the kebab worth it?
Nottingham, Northampton.
Was the kebab worth it?
Probably.
Yeah, look at you. Like, definitely it was food. So
meat mix, lamb, chicken sheesh, what are we talking?
Oh, I reckon she had doner meat.
Oh, that is filthy. That is you don't.
I reckon she got an extra large doner with pitta and lettuce.
Garlic sauce, chicken sauce.
I reckon she'd do that sober. Bryony, best of luck with all of your rehab.
Thank you.
We'll see you back soon, no doubt.
We will see you back soon, but thank you for telling us a little bit about yourself. And you will officially make it when you make someone make you a Wikipedia page.
Because your sister just got one and you ain't.
Yeah, but ladies, who do you think made her one? Oh! Let's get real.
Yes!
Let's get real.
That is the note to finish on.
Mic
Thank
drop.
You so much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.